Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Israel's first attempt at kingship had been a debacle. Although the Lord had anticipated Israel becoming a monarchy, Deuteronomy 17, verses 14 to 20, leading to its climax in the eternal reign of the King of Kings, Genesis 49:10, 2 Samuel 7:12 and 16, Psalm 24, Revelation 5 verse 5, chapter 19 verse 16, and chapter 22 verse 16, their petulant insistence on having their way caused the Lord to eventually respond, quote, "I gave you a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath," Hosea 13 verse 11. But back to our story. Saul's troops are on the slopes of Gilboa, where many springs provide plentiful water. The Philistines, to the northeast, are encamped on Mount Moreh, which commands the midpoint of the valley, with its water source at Endor. Speaking of Endor, Saul has already learned through a witch there that he and his sons will die in battle the next day. That day has arrived. Now the tragic events unfold quickly. Quote, "The men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Then the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons." 1 Samuel 31, verses 1 and 2. Dear Jonathan, first in loyalty, first into battle, first to die at the enemy's hand. And what of Saul? Quote, "The archers hit him, and he was severely wounded. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, 'Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and abuse me.' But his armor-bearer would not. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it." Verses 3 and 4. Even in death, poor Saul couldn't get it right. But how eloquent is his final act? "Saul, the damages against yourself, your family, and your nation were all self-inflicted." So with all who choose their short-sighted, self-willed agenda over, quote, "that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12, verse 2.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.